A new military survey reveals a troubling number of U.S. military personnel have out-of-control credit card debt and are struggling financially.
I've seen a lot of families that are on other kinds of social programs like food stamps and things like that to make ends meet.
The survey, developed in consultation with the White House, found more than one in four servicemen and women have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, and 10% say they are $20,000 or more in debt.
Most of the people in that economic strata with debt like that, it lasts almost a lifetime. It lasts many, many years. It's a hole that's too hard to dig out for many, many families.
Young enlistees with families have the most financial difficulties.
If you've built up some debt before you come in the military and are looking for a way for the military to save you, there's can be some challenges starting off with basic training. If you have a family, your family's left behind, you've got to do a move.
More than one third of the military respondents say they have trouble keeping up with monthly expenses and bills, and they're using payday loans three times as often as civilians, which is borrowing against a future paycheck with interest ranging from 400 to more than 1,000%.
There has been traditionally a huge issue in the military. These folks tend to target vulnerable populations, including the military.
Just do a Google search on the internet and type in military loans. You'll find dozens of predatory lenders. Military families also have unique issues, such as multiple deployments and frequent moves.
And a lot of times the spouse is sent someplace, and then if you can't get into housing right away, you have to find a place to live if you have a family. The family then has to stay somewhere with someone, pay for rent somewhere.
I think what it points to is a failure in our financial system or our banking system to address that sector.
Experts agree the big challenge is to find banks and credit unions willing to work with a young military community which doesn't have much of a credit history. Rhonda Pence, Press TV, Washington.